They move it to Miller. JT Miller with a slap pass.
DK Metcalf, he's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Launches one. Deep left field and gone.
Curry slammed on the brakes. Oh, my goodness. Curry.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Live for Sports. My name is Nathan, joined as always by Mr. Joseph Agusti on this Tuesday evening. Joseph, how are we doing tonight?
Not bad, Nathan. We're chilling. I'm still basking in the glow of hockey victory, which is rare. Usually my teams lose, but alas, I'm very happy to say that it was a good week of hockey for myself.
I did have that thought watching that game. It's like, man, if Canada loses,
I don't know what
I'm just,
would have done.
I'm like, do all my teams lose? Is that how it works? Like, can I ever be happy as a sportsman? But nonetheless, they
God.
Won.
I don't know what I would have done if they lost.
How was your second trip over to the island?
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, so I got on the 9 a.m. from Tawasin.
And you came to Nanaimo for that?
No, I went to Victoria.
Oh, okay.
If Nanaimo would have been the Sunday.
Okay.
So, but there was stuff available on the Monday, so I just waited the extra day. Went on the 9 a.m., had some fun on the sun deck. You know, didn't get a triple O's because the line was too long. Just hung out, did my own thing. PC Ferries, why don't you have Wi-Fi? That's real cringe. I abused my cellular data, and now I need to get through 2 weeks with only like a gigabyte and a half, so that's kind of cringe. But I got there, got off the thingamajigger, drove to the hospital, and, you know, half an hour, I'd say, maybe. Got there, it was pretty easy. Drove back, tried to get on the 1 o'clock ferry, was denied, waited 2 hours in line for the 3 o'clock, and then I was home. Long day.
You didn't get on one of like the canceled ones, or you avoided the wind and stuff?
I was on the 3. It was really windy as we were coming into Tawasin. Like,
okay.
Incredible, because we were in the car in the below decks and we could feel it. So there was canceled stuff in the end.
Yeah.
Do you know which ones?
I think it was the night ones, to be honest.
Yeah, it was pretty
you might have been like the last one.
Yeah, I was on the 3, so I didn't want to become the new Queen of the North. So good thing it made it. Do you understand that reference?
I did not get that one.
It's a ferry, a BC ferry that sank.
Yes, that one.
Yeah. So,
anyways, this episode, we will go over the Four Nations finals, of course. Going to go over some tournament winners and some tournament losers. And then we'll probably touch on the Kevin Lankinen extension quick, because I want to have a quick say in that. Then we're going to the NL Central. Nope, that's the AL Central. That's what we're doing. Never mind. Me and Joseph just had a conversation about this. AL Central preview as we continue on with the MLB season predictions. Going to go to the NBA and talk about the Warriors and the Lakers and if either of them can make a run, because they both have gotten quite hot since the trade deadline. And then in the NFL, we're going to quickly touch on, I'd say, like our top three teams with the most pressure in the offseason. Joseph is having mic difficulties. I don't know. It looks like he's about to throw his mic into his computer screen, but
I'm good now.
But yeah, teams with the most pressure coming into the offseason in the NFL. But Joseph, before we start, I quickly want to say this. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Said no one fucking ever. Fuck your tariffs. Fuck your 51st state. Fuck, you're saying, oh, we're taking your sport. No, this is our shit now. Fuck off. Or not our shit now. It still is our shit. So
never was your shit.
Yeah, get
clearly
lost.
Learned nothing from 2010, losing or beating us in the preliminary round just to lose in overtime to a generational talent. What the fuck is a mile is what I want to know. What on earth is a Fahrenheit? Ain't never heard of that.
It's color
metric
with a
system.
U.
Yep. Labor with a U. Crin, you're so... God, thank God they won. I don't know what I would have done had they lost. I don't think I could have put up with 51st state jokes for the year until the Olympics. Thank God they weren't rewarded for their shitty behavior. They had their call with Trump in the locker room, and I'm sure JT Miller's erection lasted more than 4 hours, so he had to call a physician. Oh, God. Thank God they won. And thank God we crushed their hearts too. And it was great. I'm so happy. The nation's happy. We needed this as a nation. It's been a tough year in Canada. and we beat the Americans, and it was in a great fashion. It was a great game. We took their hearts and we crushed it. What the fuck is a mile? Screw you, America. Screw you, Orange Man.
That final, I think the preliminary round game is going to be talked about for more a long time because of the three fights in the 9 seconds, and rightfully so. I think that game overall was the finals was a little bit better than the previous one, though.
Oh yeah.
I just,
Last half of the first one was kind of boring.
yeah, like by the third period, the US just sat back and didn't really do anything. They just played defense the whole time.
You know Rick Talk, I love that.
Oh yeah, he was probably like, shit, should I shoot go on the other bench right now?
I Colton Parayko must be his wet dream.
Yeah, like the Parayko and Sanheim pair. People were talking
Ugh,
about that.
that gave me heart palpitations.
Yeah.
Also, we will do an official apology note to Jordan Binnington when we get the chance.
Why don't we just do it right now?
Okay. Jordan Binnington, I, Joseph Victor Auguste the First, hailing from Coquitlam, BC, hereby extend my most sincere apology for doubting your goaltending skills. Good Lord, was I ever wrong? I was shitting on him, even though, you know what, I was probably nicer on him than you were. I said, you know, the Guentzel, I think it was Guentzel, the Guentzel goal in the first game couldn't go in, but I cut him a little more slack for the Larkin goal. And you know, he was decent against Sweden, awesome in overtime.
I feel like I was cutting him more slack on that Larkin goal than you were, if I
Maybe,
remember correctly.
I
I
don't know.
said that's a really good shot, and that's really hard to save.
Yeah, maybe. You know, he was decent against Sweden, saved their bacon in overtime. Thank God they got that extra point. And then the Finnish goals were basically all garbage time. But you know, he took a lot of slander. A lot of people don't like Jordan Binnington. You know, that's okay. He could be a bit of a dick at times, but he came up clutch. I thought during that overtime, four separate times, I thought it was over. Auston Matthews scores on that shot in the slot, the one he saved with the blocker, 9 times out of 10. Beautiful save. The Tkachuk backdoor one with the glove. What a save. He stopped Matthews again. Great save. That game should have been over. The Americans should have won three separate times, and Binnington saved their asses. And Canada only needed one chance, and that's all they got. That's all they needed. America had like four to win it. We only needed one, and our superstar ended it. Well, theirs couldn't.
I will say, like, yes, Binnington was terrific in overtime. That Tkachuk goal, or save, I guess, I don't know if it was 100% going in. It kind of, like, there was no good angle at it, but it
Yeah.
looked like there was a chance it was just going to go straight through the crease or
Better be
hit, like,
safe than
Matthews on the
sorry.
other side.
Yeah, better be safe than sorry. Like,
Yeah,
it
no,
goes
for
off the
sure.
post and hits a rebound or goes around the corner in a point shot. Might as well just save it.
Yeah, for sure. No, it definitely, I don't know if it should be like I consider that Matthews one, the second one, a better save. Even though, actually, like maybe both Matthews shots better
Oh,
saves.
the one in the slot where the blocker, that's a beautiful save because I think it was Guentzel punks Marner, putting it through his legs. And Matthews is wide open in the slot because I think Parayko and Sanheim had gotten lost because they had a terrible game, but and Binnington saved them. He just decided, you know what, screw it, I'm prime Carey Price, and you couldn't beat him.
That glove save, the third one, I guess.
Yeah, it looked like him.
Second glove save kind of looked like. Not the Tkachuk one, the second Matthew shot, like the one right after that. Then yeah, that kind of looked like Carey
We
Price-esque.
all knew Canada just needed good goaltending to win. They didn't need prime Carey Price. And it showed in the preliminary round. Binnington was good, not great. And then in the final, I don't blame him for really any of the goals. I know you didn't like the Tkachuk one. That's just poor defense, I think. That Devon Taves back pass, terrible. But you know, that happens sometimes. And then the Sanderson one, maybe he could have propelled across the crease a little faster. I mean, that was shitty defense too. He saved their bacon. And good thing he did, because I don't know what I would have done had they lost.
And rightfully fitting that it was McDavid to score the OT winner, the little passing of the torch, which is like the McDavid thing was kind of funny to me because he was terrible in the third period. Oh my God.
He was fighting it. Now,
I
I'm of the
people
theory.
people were on him that he was like playing bad the entire game. I'm like, I don't think he was bad the entire game. Like he was noticeable and stuff, but
He just
like, man,
wasn't himself.
the third period he couldn't handle a puck.
No, he was fighting it. He was fighting the. I was remarking to my brother, like, God, he doesn't have it tonight. He's fighting the puck. He can't, like, with Connor McDavid, our expectations are so high. with him that sometimes when he just has a decent game, we get frustrated, and that's what happened. And then he found himself wide open in front of net, and he made no mistake. I was a little surprised he wasn't named tournament MVP. I know McKinnon was great, but McDavid, 3 goals, 2 assists, 5 points. He had more points than McKinnon. I know he's a minus one, but who gives a shit? And then he had the most important goal. But, you know, he came through when he needed to. That was big for his legacy because he kind of has the World Juniors, but that was 10 years ago. He scored in the gold medal game, but he didn't really have a signature moment in his career, internationally at least. And now he has that.
Didn't get a chance to
really. Well, yes. Like, well, obviously it's not his fault. He has one. He has one in 2015 or 16, maybe.
World Championships?
Yes. He has a gold. He has one gold.
Okay.
But really, World Championship on its best day, that's B list. So, you know, he gets his Crosby moments. He gets his Mario, or he gets his Gretzky to Lemieux moments. He gets his Jonathan Toews goals in the important games. I mean, he is now Connor Hellebuck's father because he beat him twice. So I'm so happy. I'll wax poetically a little more about McDavid in a minute.
When did he beat him twice?
I mean, in the tournament, he scored.
Well, yeah. Hellebuck's got a sweep on him, so.
That was the worst officiating I've seen in my life, that series. And that's one, like, everyone seems to acknowledge that was malpractice. But, you know, whatever. It's in the past. Want to go through the goals?
Sure.
Real quick.
Start with McKinnon one. I mean, just a little floater from through traffic.
Well, it wasn't a floater. There was something behind it. Like, it wasn't a wobbler. You got it. It was just a wrist shot.
It was pretty weak, though.
Yeah, well, no. Didn't see it.
Yeah.
It was just perfectly placed, good traffic in front of net, great play by Thomas Harley, who was skyrocketed in my book. I know we don't watch a ton of Dallas games, but I knew he was good. Didn't realize he was this good. I'd say he's leapfrogged at least over Sanheim on the left defense chart, and probably Uyghur's right side. But he's gone up in my book. So
you think he's going to be on the team next year is what you're saying?
I think he's minimum on the bubble.
Yeah, I mean, considering he was the guy they brought in, I know it was more just like who's available kind of thing, but he's probably earned himself. And there's a couple extra spots for the Olympics.
I think there's like 25.
Yeah.
I think there's 25, which is like, there should be healthy scratches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think more than just one.
And then you get 13-7 a game.
Yeah.
Plus two
goals. Which I like.
So that would be 22. So then you get like 3 scratches, one of those in goalie. So you bring in an extra forward, extra D-man, I would say.
Yeah. So I expect him to at least be in camp, whatever selection camp there. Because I remember back in like 2014, they did like a summer selection camp.
Yeah.
So I expect him at least to be a part of that. Because he makes the cut, which I think it held up Brady Tkachuk, which gave McKinnon room to shoot. And McKinnon, perfect shot. Don't want to call it weak, but it's one Hellebuck probably wants back.
For sure. Just couldn't see it. And then second goal, we kind of went over. Bad play by Toews.
Yeah.
I thought Bennington could have played it better. And like, it's just a flubber.
Yes, but you can't have an unimpeded slot pass when you have that many sticks in the lane. Like, Mark Stone is just standing there. You need more from him. And I think Point was in the area too. Plus Makar. So better defense is needed. But that's Tkachuk, right? He goes to those areas of the net without regard for his safety. That's his bread and butter.
Mm-hmm. Then the third goal you touched on again too, the Sanderson goal. The Senator, like Ottawa fans must have been loving this. Holy shit. You get 2 Sens goals and Canada still wins. Like,
I mean, I could have scored the Sanderson one. It went right to him. The rebound.
Yeah. Well, it was up in the air first. Like, there was a chance he was gonna like bounce over or like he was gonna miss.
Yeah, well, it was a nice shot, you know. Sanderson's good. He's underrated in the league.
Sanderson, I think I texted my buddy in that game. I'm like, I don't watch Senators a lot, but I was like, man, Sanderson is such a good skater.
Well,
holy shit.
It shows how quickly he surpassed Chabot on the depth chart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because Chabot, you know, he's a good defenseman, and he was widely regarded for a long time. Second Sanderson got there, he was number one on the depth chart. So, you know, that was cool. Matthews, 2 primary assists to this point, having a good game in Boston.
Oh, yeah, he was. And then in came Marner off a neutral zone turnover. Nice little feed through Adam Fox.
Who was terrible. He
suckered
Fox.
I want to get to that later. But, nice pass to Bennett. Bennett, like, fakes like he's going backhand. Nope. Roof daddy. 2-2.
I would also like to humbly apologize to Sam
Yeah,
Bennett
please do. Please
for
do.
doubting
Thank
his
you.
selection. I was on that from the beginning. And I don't think it's like a controversial take. Like, there were a few people who were like, Sam Bennett, maybe Shifley could have gone, maybe some others, like, what's some examples? Like Wyatt Johnston or
Bedard.
Bedard. Well, I mean,
People
yes,
wanted
a little
Bedard.
bit. I
Celebrini was
wanted
also,
Bedard.
people were
Well,
like,
I wouldn't have brought Celebrini. He's just too young. He would have gotten eaten alive by the Kachucks. But yes, I was concerned about Sam Bennett. And then he didn't play the first game, played the second game, got in a fight, lost. But you know, that's not really the point of fighting necessarily. Didn't do really anything in the Finland game. And then comes in.
I thought his line was pretty good, the Finland game.
Yeah, but didn't score. That's my
Yeah,
point.
yeah.
And you know, that's not necessarily their job. Mitch Marner was demoted in the tournament from the McDavid line, was put with the Tampa guys, and I think this was kind of like a Frankenstein shift. I think Cirelli had gone off and Bennett had come on. So it was a little bit of a jumbled line. So he wasn't playing with Sam Bennett this game. He was with Cirelli and Hagel, I want to say. And he gains the zone with ease. One thing about Marner is he's not lightning fast, but he's quick. And his edges are one of the best, if not the best, in the game.
Ooh.
His edge work, Nathan, it's fantastic. Because he's kind of small, not super fast, but he's quick and agile. He enters the zone with ease, cuts through the forward, I think it was Larkin, gets into the zone, completely suckers Adam Fox in, sends a pass, might have been through his legs, to Sam Bennett, who now has all the time in the world to pick his shot. Great shot, top corner, got Hellebuck going down early. Perfect shot from a player I criticized. So thank you, Sam Bennett. Not
Yeah.
sure I want you on the Olympic team, maybe with the expanded rosters, but thank you
He is
for this moment.
that game clinched him on the Olympic team. I'm sorry.
Well,
Like,
let's chill out a little bit. He might start next year with 3 points in 40 games. Like if it was tomorrow, yeah, he'd be on the roster. But you know, they still got to play.
I guess, but I think he's basically solidified his spot to be on the Olympic team next year. And I will let That I'll admit to. I'll sign the Binnington apology thing you just said. I am not assigning the Sam Bennett one because I said I like the pick. I believe I said that. And you
Hey.
are like always criticizing him. Like, dude, relax. He's there for a reason. He's there to just go hit guys, play some defense, be a depth guy.
Yep, and that's what he did.
He was terrific in that finals. And he saw the Chicklet guys talking about this, how he's gonna get paid to like. Paid so much to leave Florida in the offseason. I'm just like, that's not going to happen because Florida's got the state income tax. They'll offer
Yep.
something like 8
Six.
million or
Yeah, something like that.
because
Six or seven.
cap's going up. So they'll probably offer him like 7.5 and he'll take it because no income tax.
Yeah, I could see that. But thank you, Sam Bennett. You know, you were kind of bust territory earlier in your career. Not the case anymore. Remember, he was a fourth overall pick. So he's expected to be good.
My brother always. Or like I think his goal song used to be Benny and the Jets, which was sick because it's
Oh, yeah.
Benny.
But yes, and then third period. God, it was nerve-wracking that third period because neither team really had much going. Binnington made some huge saves. 10 seconds left. Marner, shoot the fuck, tries to go cross crease to McDavid. JT Miller with a very rare back check intercepts the puck and clears the zone. And that's it for the third period. We're going overtime.
That I did that yeah that I don't think Marner passing that I was fine with, to be honest.
10 seconds left, I'd like a shot.
He was on a shit angle.
I know, but there wasn't really a passing lane. I
Well,
don't think.
clearly there was because Miller, the only reason he got intercepted was Miller back checked. Like Miller
Yeah.
was stick was not in the lane at the time of the pass.
Sure. But at the end of the day, who gives a shit? Because they won.
Yeah.
And then overtime, they're getting their teeth kicked in Canada. Nothing possession wise. Sanheim with a brutal turnover in front of net to Matthews shot. Binnington, save, 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 save. I apologize forever to Jordan Binnington. You're my guy. You're the front runner to start in Milan in a year. Saves their bacon. And then an underrated play in this game. I haven't seen it be talked about that much. Brock Nelson has the puck in his own zone. He's at the end of a shift. He's tired. He sends it
Yes.
down the ice. He ices it. Thomas Harley's on the ice. He's almost out of gas. He's not going to win the race. Jack Hughes is bolting down the ice, and he's pretty fast. So is Braden Point. Braden Point overtakes Jack Hughes and beats him out on the icing, and we have a whistle in the Canadian zone. Imagine how different this game would have been had Jack Hughes beat Braden Point to that puck. But Braden Point out-hustled him and beat him there. Braden Point's very fast as well. That's why he was put with McDavid, because he can keep up speed-wise. And he got to the puck, and he beat him out, and icing was called, and the rest is history.
Was Nelson on the ice for that last goal?
He was.
So it was Matthews, Hughes, and Nelson.
Yeah, which was not the line.
Yeah, okay. Because I'm like, I know Matthews was out, and I know like Hughes was probably with him or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and it was Fox Hanifin.
Yeah, it definitely was Fox, I remember.
Yeah.
And but then yeah, here comes McDavid over the boards, and here comes Makar over the boards, and
Taves and Marner and Point. And Point stayed out there, which was surprised me a little bit, because he put out all that energy winning the foot race. But the rest is history. Connor McDavid off the draw, shot. Hanifin gets a piece of it into the corner, well, into the side. Makar gets there first because he's such a good skater. He rings it around the boards. Mitch Marner, right-handed shot on the left side. Great play to go skate to stick. Gets the puck. Sees Austin Matthews and Adam Fox bearing down on him, which is a bad thing for the Americans because really should only be one of them. And Connor McDavid, the best player in the world, is left wide open in the slot, and the rest is history. Snipe job, game over.
You know, I know you texted this to me before after the game, but you were like, I'm sorry, little one, Marner to
yeah.
Matthews.
Yes. Now I guess they can't shoot any more McDonald's commercials.
Well, that was... Well, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, McDavid and Matthews.
Yeah, imagine somebody like lip-readed the handshake line. Imagine it's just like Matthews to McDavid.
Why can't
you
do
man.
That?
Hey, I'll buy your burger for you instead yeah. tomorrow.
Matthews to Marner. Where the fuck is that in last game seven? Oh, that's funny. But,
my favorite part I think I've said about that overtime goal too was it was a Matthews fuck up that caused the goal to go in.
Yes. Now, some people are like, oh, Matthews isn't to blame at all. Adam Fox went the wrong way, and he had to cover for Adam Fox, and blah, 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 blah. And yes, Adam Fox did screw up, and he deserves blame. I don't know if you've seen like the discourse around it, but when Makar rings it around, Fox inexplicably takes the route in front of the net, like towards the left side. Like if you're facing center ice, it would be the left side. Goes to the left side, try to cut it off there, even though Noah Hanifin is closer. So now he's off. And that's why Marner is so open, because Adam Fox went completely the wrong way. Matthews is like, oh shit, Mitch Marner's got the puck. I know what he's capable of. So he sprints to Marner, not knowing that Fox now is back where he's supposed to be, trying to get to Marner. And Marner's like, oh shit, Connor McDavid's wide open in the slot. I should pass. I'm usually pretty good at that. And he does. It was a cataclysmic failure by the Americans. Matthews loses the draw, first of all. The deflection, Hanifin, he blocks it, but he can't get possession. I think it was Nelson, who for some reason was on the team, loses the race to Makar. Acceptable, you know, Kyle Makar's fast. Rings it around. Fox makes his screw up. Jack Hughes doesn't rotate low to cover McDavid. He's kind of just standing there at the point the whole time. And yes, Matthews had to cover for Fox, right? Because Fox screwed up. That's the first screw up. You cannot leave Connor McDavid wide open in the slot under any circumstances. Good Lord, Matthews. I'm so happy he got skewered for it. And I'm so happy it was McDavid that did it. Thank goodness. What a fraud.
What can I say, man? Maple Leafs always find ways to lose game sevens at TD Garden. Marner didn't this time, but I think Marner is now 1-for-6 in do or die games, and Matthews is 0-for-7, I know now, in do or die games. Marner,
so
I believe, is probably 1-for-6, but maybe it's different. Maybe World Juniors was taken into play there.
Yeah, and professional career. It's something along those lines.
Yeah. Sick shot by McDavid too. Got it off so quick too that Hellebuck just didn't have time to get out and close the gap down.
Yeah.
And right over glove, Canada wins. The McDavid hugging Crosby thing at the end too was very cool, I thought too.
It was. It was. Like Gary Bettman's going straight to hell for denying us this for 11 years. Because I'm not counting the World Cup hockey.
But yeah, and they weren't even on the same team then.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like we should have had this in 2018. but they didn't go because they were scared.
Well, 2022 it should have been.
There was COVID in there. Yeah. They probably could have went if they really, really wanted to, but they were looking for an excuse not to go, and they found it. Mm-hmm. So just so good for the sport of hockey overall, because yeah. It just killed the NBA All-Star game, which was a travesty.
Yeah, which we got into last week.
Yep. And, you know, it was good for hockey. It was great for Canada. Thank God they won. I don't know what I would have done if I had to hear 51st state for a year. Now the 11th province loses, and I'm very happy.
Okay, so let's not start calling them the 11th province.
I'm totally going to. You think it's funny? Now see how you like it. Well, it's fantastic. It's just great. It's just great.
I just say shut up about 51st state, 11th province, kind of tariffs, whatever.
Well, we're obviously joking. He isn't. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just great because they lost, and they lost in somewhat humiliating fashion, and we assert our dominance as the real kings of hockey now for 15 years running.
Tournament winners, losers. I have, well, the first one I'm going to name winner-wise, Mitch Marner, obviously. Mitch Marner's about to get paid in free agency now. He finally shut up the narrative that he doesn't show up in big games. And finally, he's shown up. Obviously, he's still got a playoff run to go through, or a playoff series, I should say, because we know it's the Leafs, so he'll probably lose in the first round. But he's going to get paid based off this performance, I would say. Even though I was pretty critical of him, I didn't think he really did much until the finals, other than the overtime goal. But he did show up when it mattered. Finally found his way back onto McDavid's line and made the most of it.
Yeah, he was great because he did. Game one, didn't do much all game. Sweden scores a great goal, saves our bacon because we needed that point. Against Americans, does nothing. Against Finland, does nothing. Then in the finals, completely redeemed himself with two primary assists and was one of the best players on the ice. So yeah, he's going to get paid.
Winner number two, Jordan Binnington. He's enough said. He's probably just locked down his starting spot at the Olympics next year, barring injury or just complete fall off. Really, like, people were shitting on him the whole tournament still. Like, oh my god, he sucks. He's Canada goaltending, blah, blah. And yeah, some of them just weren't great, but save the bacon in the finals.
He's never sucked. At his worst, he's just below average.
I guess.
Yeah, like, you know, and there's warranted criticism, but he shut them all up when it mattered.
Mm-hmm. I completely had another winner, and I'm completely forgetting said winner. Didn't think it was from Canada. Oh, yeah, I guess I got three technically here. This next one, Jacob Slavin and the Tkachuk brothers.
I'm happy people are realizing how good Slavin is because
My god, I had people texting me like, "What? Like, what? Slavin's not that like saying like Canada's defense was better and stuff over the states with no Quinn Hughes." I'm just like, "What? Like they have Fox, who I thought was going to be really good. He was not. I'll get into that in a sec. Slavin." Stud. McAvoy, stud. Brock Faber, holy shit, was he a stud this tournament. Werenski was great. Jake Sanderson looked good when he played. Hannifin didn't really notice him much, but like,
you don't need him to. That's kind of what he's good at. Don't notice him.
Yeah, Slavin is undoubtedly the best defenseman in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he
has been for a while.
Yeah, didn't I text you?
Yeah,
Vlasic. That he was. Yeah, modern day Mark Edward Vlasic.
Him and Ryan Suter, those are two comparables I had. I don't think he's gonna fall off a cliff like Vlasic did. One, he's always healthy, and two, he's a better skater. Like, he's not a zero offensively, and I know Vlasic wasn't a zero, but like, you know, he gives you 30-40 points a season. He's incredibly good. There has to be in the near future an award for just best defensive defenseman.
Agreed. And then, yeah, the Tkachuks were, yeah, they were saying shit in the media. Yeah, it kind of backfired. But holy shit, we need people like them in the media. Yeah. Like
the Bash Bros.
Hockey needs that. They were phenomenal. Whatever line they played on was just great because they would just go in and hit somebody on the forecheck and free up the puck for Matthews or Eichel, whoever they were playing with, to go get. And I mean, what, Brady have three goals in the tournament?
Yeah.
Matthew, I think, had two.
Something along those lines. I think they were both against Finland.
Matthews
had two goals against Finland,
I think. Yeah, and then he was kind of hurt the rest of the tournament.
I'll get into that.
Yeah.
Are those, can I do my winners or do you want to do your losers?
Yeah, you go, you winners now.
Okay. Winner number one. People who enjoy watching Sidney Crosby play meaningful hockey. It was such a joy to see him play high stake games again and him showing that he still has it. He's still a great player. He was the best player by leaps and bounds against Sweden. He single-handedly won them that game. Three primary assists. And then Finland, he kills Mikael Granlund, gets the puck in one fluid motion, and bam, down the ice. That saved us from a national embarrassment, because who knows, they might have scored on that rush. Didn't do much in the two games against the Americans. I mean, he would have had a goal if Slavin wasn't a defensive god. But I was so happy to see him back where he belongs, playing meaningful hockey for his country. He's now completed hockey. He's won everything there is to win. He literally doesn't need to win anything else.
Missing a Calder trophy, but...
Oh, give a shit. Who cares? In terms of team trophies, there's nothing else. At least at the pro level.
Nope, there really isn't, no.
Okay. Winner number two. The sport in general.
I was gonna say the sport
this.
Or the NHL. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot.
We needed this. I mean, and the NBA has it right with the Olympics. All the players that want to go, go. And the Americans kick ass every year, but it's always cool because, you know, you get to see fun shit. You get to see all the best players teaming up together. Seeing LeBron and Curry on the same team, even though I'm not really a LeBron guy, was cool as hell. And I'll always remember it. And I got to grow up with that, with 2010 and especially 2014, which I was super invested in. A whole generation of kids didn't get to see it. For now, it's going to be, by the time the Olympics roll around, 12 years. Whole generation of kids didn't know what best on best was, right? Because even the World Cup of Hockey, if you count that, that was almost 9 years ago. So sport needed it. It's so good for the game. It's good for revenue. It's good for exposure. So many new fans probably got into hockey because of this tournament, especially in America. A new generation has their golden goal moment, something they're going to remember the rest of their lives, like I have with Vancouver and Sochi a little bit too. But we needed this so badly, and it delivered. I was a little concerned, not that much. I knew players were going to try. I knew it wasn't going to be an all-star game. Like, I knew it would be intense. I knew it would be hard. I knew it would be physical. I knew they'd be trying their asses off. Didn't think it would be this good. So congratulations to everyone involved. Winner number three. It's kind of a tough one to really decide. I'll be lazy and say Connor McDavid for his legacy. He needed this a little bit because he hadn't had this moment on the big stage, and now he does. And people were criticizing him all game, fairly so, for not being very good. Then he found himself open in the slot and made a perfect shot. He couldn't have put it in a better place. So congratulations, Connor McDavid. Can't wait to see you on the Olympics.
People were wondering if he even could win, like, the big game. Well, there was, like, because he didn't win Game 7 last year, he didn't.
Okay. I'm gonna, you know, people who think he was bad in Game 7 against Florida are out of their minds.
No, he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't.
He was fantastic. He just couldn't buy one. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just can't buy one. And, you know, Bobrovsky was robbing him. Forsling was great. He had some chances he missed. He usually hits. He was great. Mm-hmm. And they only scored one goal. So, you know, alas.
Losers. I have a couple, but, like, they also fit into one category. So I'm going to kind of sub this into a separate category as its own. Smaller players, they got bullied this tournament. If you weren't fast and physical, you weren't doing shit this tournament. Adam Fox and Jack Hughes specifically, holy were they bad. Like, I thought, I still probably view Adam Fox as the third best defenseman in the league. I did coming in, at least. And I'm a big Adam Fox fan. Holy shit, he got bullied this tournament. He was bad. He could not deal with the physicality. It's one thing when you're fast. It's another thing when you can add in the physicality aspect. It was too much for him. Same with Jack Hughes, pretty invisible. Didn't really do much. I don't, points wise, I believe. I think he might have only had like an assist through four games. But yeah, you had to be fast and you had to be able to take hits. And that's just something those two guys couldn't do. I will say, I know Americans were like, oh, we should have had Quinn Hughes, blah, blah, blah. I think looking at that last game and overall Hughes and Fox's tournament, I think Quinn
Hughes
might have
would have
struggled.
Got hit hard. Well, I mean, he would have been great. He's Quinn Hughes.
I
It wouldn't
think
have
he would have
bothered him.
been below as what he was in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
People criticized his playoffs because he wasn't really scoring that much, and I think he might
Well,
have.
he's more of an assist guy.
Yeah,
But, you
for
know.
sure. I think in the playoffs the physicality got to him a bit, and but it was one thing when it's physical, but it's not, super, super fast like this was because it's NHLer still. Like you have mixes of guys and teams, right? But when it comes to this, when it's just guys who are big, strong, fast, physical, yeah, that could cause issues for him, I think, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Jack Hughes has might may have the worst physical balance in the league. God, he falls over a lot.
Up there, up there. Loser number two. I'll say anyone hoping the All-Star game returns to relevancy.
How do you go back?
Yeah.
You gotta
Apparently they're doing one next year.
Oh,
I
well,
didn't.
they are. It makes too much money not to. I would just kill the game and just make the skills competition fun. Because it used to be. Skills competition used to be great. Like, it's attainable for it to be better. Bring back the draft and have another Phil Kessel moment. Give me that.
Yeah, the OV. I want to get drafted last. I need
Oh,
the
God.
gar.
The car, yeah.
We'll probably have to get on that OV topic next week, to be honest.
Yeah, might have broken it by then.
Has he scored tonight though?
No, I don't think so.
Were they still losing to them,
It
to the
was,
Flames?
yeah, it's 2-0 Flames.
Still?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Flames are like cockroaches. They just won't die.
Why can't the fucking Caps like finally score when we need them to? Anyways, loser. Oh my God.
Loser.
Loser number three. I know you're smiling. I know what you're
No, I'm
thinking.
laughing at your voice crack.
Oh, okay. I see you smiling. I feel like you know what I'm thinking, and I'm not going there because I know you're
Hopefully you
there.
don't steal mine.
Why don't you go with your
Okay,
two, and then I'll try and think of my third.
loser. This is kind of a broad one. Actually, no, it isn't. I'm gonna say like a minor loser. A minor loser is Team Sweden for having no clutch gene whatsoever, losing two overtime games and then winning a meaningless game against the Americans. Not a good showing for them whatsoever. I know their fans are really pissed off at their coach's deployment because I think Mika Zibanejad led the forwards in ice time. And it ain't 2019 no more. That's not something that should be happening. And now to go on my bigger point, Elias Pettersson's a huge loser in this
Yeah, fuck
tournament.
off. That's I knew
He
it was coming.
was terrible. And then of course, we're back to the NHL, and he's done nothing there, essentially. He had the primary assist, but it's a power play. You better produce on the power play. I mean, terrible. I mean, least in ice time, no goals, no assists, no hits, no shots. Like, this guy thinks he's Tony Snell. I mean, he's literally doing nothing out there. And didn't Rick Tocchet or somebody or Alvin say, he needs to go and be with his comrades, have a shit ton of fun, and play loose and play with joy? Didn't do any of that. He was terrible. So I'm very concerned about his future.
Can I just say the people who are like, oh, he's not hurt. He sucks, blah, blah, blah. What do you want to say now that he's actually like confirmed to be dealing
What
with
you gonna
something?
say now?
He's literally got a knee thing.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I mean, it's
No.
been a year. I realize
No.
he has a knee thing. If you're hurt, don't play.
Here's the thing. I think he's hurt, and I think it's something that's not even going to get better with rest. I
Oh,
think he just
great.
has to play.
Okay,
Like
Elias
it won't
Demko.
get worse,
I
it won't
mean,
get better. He's got to learn to deal with it, and he hasn't.
well, darn, guess they're paying all those medical people for nothing. Good
Yeah.
thing they didn't have the Minnesota Wild medical team, because we
Ooh.
know how pissed the Bruins are.
That point,
But
that
yeah,
too.
we've been over Pettersson ad nauseum. I no longer think he, at least in the near future, he can score 100 points. I think that ship may have sailed. Now, these wingers suck. That's a problem.
You want
And
my
the
hot take?
system that Tocchet plays is completely counterproductive for him.
You want my hot take?
Sure.
I'm not gonna like it. I'll probably be mad about it. Patterson is getting traded at the deadline at random. There's gonna be no rumors leading up to it. They're just gonna cut the ties off.
I think it's at the draft.
I think they might just be so fed up, management
Well,
and
the
stuff.
meat we'll get to. I want to finish the losers, but the media is eating him alive. and the fan base is eating him alive, and he just can't take it. Some players can't take it. He clearly can't do it.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Okay, my next loser, Connor Hellebuck in big games. I wouldn't say any of the goals outside of McKinnon kind of were bad, because McDavid wide open, Bennett wide open. He made some nice saves. Can't win the big games, and he hasn't done it since 2018. Wasn't very good in the playoffs last year. Had a good first couple of games, and then against Canada, they had the lead, the Americans, and he couldn't shut the door. So now that's something that's going to follow him until he fixes it. So that's a Connor Hellebuck for now.
I think I'm going to put my third loser as the Boston Bruins.
Marchand?
No, Marchand was good, but
Oh, he's
hear me
not
out
going
on
to the
this one.
Olympics.
Well, Lindholm didn't make the team because he was hurt.
Hampus?
Yep. Now Lindholm is out for the year with a patella tendon injury, I believe it was. Not good. Charlie McAvoy gets hurt with a shoulder injury, I believe, in the Canada game. It was. No, actually, it was game
No,
one. It
it
was
was
game
against
one.
Finland.
And then
He
he played through
played,
it.
kept lighting Doughty up and McDavid, and you got it, made it worse, and now he's fucked.
Yep, now he's out for a couple weeks, probably, with him recovering from the.
Ovechkin just scored.
Fuck yeah. Fuck
2-1.
yeah. Hold on, so he's 12 away? That's
Something
30
like that.
already. Jesus, what a machine this year. 42 games, I think, too.
Yeah, so I'm like, he can't get it on an empty netter. I'll be pissed if that happens.
Oh, I don't think. I
I'm gonna
think if
count
they're.
it null and void until he gets like his next on the goalie goal. It won't count
Oh,
for me until he scores on a goalie.
I don't think he's going to go on the ice if it's one goal away and they're an empty netter. I don't think he's going to want to. He'll be like, no, I'm not doing it like this.
He better not.
So now, yeah, McAvoy out for a bit. The Bruins are in a playoff race, but they don't really have games in hand, I believe. I believe they're like a point or two out with two games not in hand. I'm fact checking that right now. They are a point back of Ottawa, and Ottawa has a game in hand on them. Meanwhile, the Rangers are around, the Jackets are still there. The Jackets are winning right now. That's another thing. They're beating the Stars. And then the Red Wings, they're there. Tampa's looked really good of late. So I think there's a chance they might turn into sellers here. That, I believe, would be a Trent Frederick trade, and potentially Brad Marchand is going to get dealt, I think.
I think Frederick is as good as gone.
Yes, I agree. I think there's a strong possibility that Marchand's about to get
I think
traded.
Marchand wants to stay. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, it'll be really, really interesting there, I would say. I will call them a loser for. I think their season is basically in the drain right now. Oh, wait.
Yeah, the Leafs just tied it. Fuck.
Oh
It
my
was
God.
threes. It was I have it on in the background.
Three
Nick
nothing
Robertson,
right.
since when are you good? Anyways, who cares about the Leafs?
Yeah.
Leafs are mid.
So those are my losers.
But the tournament as a whole, massive, massive W, and
Yep.
they deserve props.
Quickly, Kevin Lankin, because we've been on this for a while. Kevin Lankin extension in 5 years, $4.5 million per. I'm lukewarm on this, I guess, is what I would say. I'm fine with the money wise. I figured it was coming in there when Decord got paid like $5 million.
Blackwood.
Yeah, like Lankinen's been around or better than those guys in previous years. So I figured, okay, it's probably going to be somewhere in that term, that money range. The term scares me a little bit for a 30-year-old 1B, let's call him, goaltender.
Yeah.
5 years. I'd maybe
He's
be comfortable around three or four, probably three.
never played these kind of minutes. And they have a history, and there's been a history of overpaying goalies who have a good small sample size run. God, it's
Yes.
9:05. I mean, it's not even anything crazy. His
I
save
do
percentage.
think you need to pay a second. Well, especially in the Canucks case, they need to pay a second
Yes.
goalie.
Well, yes.
Most teams, I think, do need to run two goalies anyways.
Demko's only got 1 year left on his
Yeah,
deal.
I think the Canucks are getting prepared to go to Demko and be like, here's a 3 year deal at most. If you don't want it, sorry, we're letting you walk. We can't deal with your injuries.
They can't, under any circumstance, entertain a long-term deal for Demko.
No, they.
He's
I would
had
go 4 years max. 4 years max.
Three separate absences this year alone. You don't even want three separate injuries on a five-year contract at all.
No.
Can't rely on him. Now, this Lankinen deal could totally blow up in their face. There's a decent probability of that. He's never played this kind of minutes before. You can't play him too much or he'll wear down. This could go really poorly. The Canucks, one thing this management group likes to do is they like to act quick. They like to sign people as soon as they possibly can. I mean, unless their name's Brock Besser. But I
Happy
mean,
birthday, Brock. You don't get a contract extension today. Sorry.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't pay him. I wouldn't give him a long-term deal, and I think that's what he wants. Honestly, I think the ship sailed on this year. They need to sell. But, you know, that's a story for another time. This Lankinen deal could go very poorly.
I think
can't play too much.
Yeah, I think that quickly on their sell thing, I think you sell Besser, and then you use the assets
Suter.
To go after some. I'd keep Suter.
Bluger? Probably not getting much for Bluger, if anything.
No, I'm selling Besser, keeping everyone else around. And then you use the assets you get. Just replace Besser in the lineup with like Lekkerimaki.
Well, we all know they if they had the option to, they'd take Soucy outside and shoot him. So I would assume he's on the block.
Maybe like one or two of their D men get traded to, something like that. But used, and then you kind of use those assets. Like I said, use the assets maybe in the offseason, go trade for somebody else. NL Central.
Is that what we're doing next?
AL Central. Haha. Keep it's written in my notes wrong like that.
That
Sorry.
Is what I call an L. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. 5-1. Same as always. Easy enough pick at number five here.
I mean, I don't think so. I have the White Sox winning the championship.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
The Tank Bowl.
No. I got them 50 and 112.
Yeah, they're going to be cataclysmically terrible.
They don't have like Eloy Jimenez isn't even there anymore. He signed a minor league deal with the Orioles.
I'm looking at their bullpen and I recognize one person.
Who is that?
Penn Murphy. Like and catcher Corey Lee, I mean Andrew Vaughn, I guess, is still like at worst mid. I mean, God. Josh Rojas is planning, is they're going to start. I mean, Benintendi, that's a terrible contract. I think they're trying to trade Robert. Mike Tauchman, what is this, 2018? Good Lord. Bad team. Bad for a long time. They don't have anything in the farm. Malpractice.
No, they misfired not trading. Who's center field? Fuck, what's his name? Always
Robert?
Hurt. Yeah, they misfired at not trading him at his peak value.
When he was good, I know.
Yeah. And Jimenez even too could have got assets, I'm pretty sure.
I swear. Getting
off Crochet was the right deal, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, God, they just drafted him, which is crazy. Like 2021. I swear, if Michael Jordan didn't exist, we'd have never heard of Jerry Reinsdorf. I mean, he owes everything to Michael Jordan because he can't run the Bulls now that he has no, that he doesn't have a one in a billion talent. Can't run the White Sox. He's a horrible owner. Terrible. The worst. Mm-hmm. One of the worst in baseball.
Yep.
And he can't even use, oh, I'm a small market. It's Chicago. Like the fourth biggest city.
They do get like little brothered by the Cubs a little bit.
Come on, it's Chicago. Yeah. Barack Obama's a fan of your team. like, let's not. They just won a World Series this century. Come on. Come on.
Fourth place. I'm going with the Twins at 81 and 81. I think I had this like kind of similar last year. Twins don't inspire me.
Yeah.
Like, they did. They made, who'd they get this offseason? Oh, fuck.
Not really anybody. I'm looking
through.
Oh, they
cut salary. That's right, didn't they?
They don't spend. They refuse.
Yeah.
Remember, because, well, of course, we helped them with Miles fucking Straw. But other than that.
No, that was the Guardians.
Oh, sorry, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Guardians right now. But yeah, I guess continue.
The Twins picked up somebody, but they also like Kepler is gone, I believe.
Kepler retired.
Wait, what?
He retired due to injury.
How old is he? Like 27?
Oh, hold on. Oh, sorry, I'm stupid. That was Alex Kirilloff.
Right. No, I'm thinking like Kepler. What? He retired? The fuck?
No,
Can
no.
you read me their lineup?
Okay, what do you
Maybe
want?
pitcher?
Pitchers or just position players?
Let's go all over the board.
Okay. Pablo Lopez. I like Pablo Lopez. I
He's
like
good.
Bailey Ober, Joe Ryan, Blue Jays legend, Simeon Woods Richardson. Chris Paddock has had some moments, see if he can ever stay healthy. They got Jhoan Duran in the bullpen. Griffin Jacks. Okay, position players. Christian Vasquez, Ugh, catcher. First base, Ty France. I like Ty France. Second base, noted Canadian Edward Julian. He's pretty cool. Royce Lewis, if he can ever stay healthy, he's a really good third baseman. Carlos Correa, I don't know. I don't know how much more gas he has left in the tank. And then their outfield is rancid. Trevor Larnach, Blue Jay legend Austin Martin, Byron Buxton, but he can't play center field at this point in his career. Like, if it's probably going to be Harrison Bader in center field. And Matt Wallner, Trevor Larnach. So there's some talent there, but like two injuries and they're cooked.
Man, who? I could have sworn they picked up somebody, but I guess not.
No.
I do. Wait. No. Pablo Lopez has been there for years. He cooked the Jays in the playoffs, what am I saying? I do like the rotation, not gonna lie.
Yeah,
And their bullpen's
I like
good.
their pitching's really good.
Yeah,
And if
but
Royce Lewis, like, Buxton's never going to stay healthy. That ship has sailed. But Lewis is still young enough to where he could.
For sure. And but Correa's sketchy injury wise too. So I don't know. I'm gonna say slight regression because they were in the hunt till the very end last year. But
Yeah,
this
they were
division's gonna be
killed
tight.
by injuries last year.
This division's gonna be tight the whole way through, so it doesn't really matter.
I have the Guardians in fourth.
Ooh, okay.
No faith in them.
You're just like thinking it's gonna be good
Eventually,
year, bad year, good year, bad year over and over again for them.
their luck is going to run out. They can't just keep pulling nobodies out of their ass and expecting them to be fantastic. Eventually, that has to end. Like, Austin Hedges is somehow still catching at a major league level. Him and I have the same amount of power. He can't hit. I mean, good Lord. Carlos Santana is still playing. He's got to decline soon. He's turning 40 next year. Big Christmas can't play the field. Dansel Schneemann, who? We all know how good Jose Ramirez is. We don't even need to bring that up. But shortstop Brian Rocchio, Stephen Kwan is empty calories. Lane Thomas isn't anything special. I mean, come on. It has to end at one point.
I saw a video. I know we love to glaze Jose Ramirez a little bit. I saw a video last year, or like on Twitter a little bit ago. He probably had like seven balls either caught over the wall or on the warning track to ruin his like 40-40 season.
I know.
I'm like, man, that hurts.
When the Blue Jays were rumored for him, I was like, please, 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 please. And this was kind of before he was a household name. It's like 2021. And they didn't get him and they got Matt Chapman and I was sad.
Me too. No, I'll get to the Guardians in a sec, I guess. I got the Tigers at three.
Okay.
84 and 78, probably just missing the playoffs. Yeah, they're gonna miss the playoffs for me this year. So sorry, not sorry. I wanted them to do something bigger this offseason.
They should have.
I wanted them to get like a Bregman. I wanted them to get who'd they like? They signed. Pitcher. I know who they signed, and I
So
can't
do
think of
I. I'm
who.
looking it up. I it's onto my tongue. Jack Flaherty?
Yeah, that's who.
Yeah, they got some good pitching here.
Good pitching, but I wanted something more out of their offense.
Is Baez still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Okay. I'm surprised they haven't just been like, just terminate our contract or we'll kill you.
I think that's coming in like June, to be honest. They're gonna cut him.
Because, it's got to be almost over by now.
He signed like a 6-year deal,
Yeah,
Joseph.
he's got to be in like year four.
I think this is like year three.
Yeah. I don't know. They're okay. I have them in third.
I just wanted more. I feel like coming off a good postseason success beating the Astros, then they played the Yankees next and they challenged, they took them to like four games, didn't they? In the DS, I believe it
Yeah,
was.
something like that.
Would it just like them to buck up a little more? Go get a bat, but is what it is. You also have third. I have Guardians in second, 86 and 76. just tight division the whole way through. But I'm higher on the Royals because I love Bobby Witt Jr. and I like their pitching, and I feel like last year was like a little appetizer for what's coming this year. Oh wait, I'm trying to. No, the Yankees played the Royals last year in the DS. That's what happened. So the Tigers played.
No.
They did.
Okay, I'll trust you.
Tigers played. Fuck, who'd they play? Who's he on the other side?
Astros?
No, because Astros got lost to the Tigers. Was it the Guardians in that case then?
I think it would have been.
Because the Orioles lost, so yeah, it was the Guardians.
Yeah.
That's right. And then, yeah, of course, Jose Ramirez had the, or not, Juan Soto had the home run against him in the day.
That's right. That's right. Big Christmas.
Big yeah. Christmas happened too, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Your second place team?
Yeah, I'm doing a little switcheroo late in the process. My Twins are actually the second team. I'm putting Tigers third, Twins second. I like the Twins.
Well, you didn't switch it. You said the Tigers were coming third anyways.
Okay, fine. Twins are in second.
Okay.
I believe in Royce Lewis. I believe in Rocco Baldelli.
You also believe in the Kansas City Royals like I do, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I love the Royals. Thank God a small market team's actually spending some money. What a concept.
I love the Royals, other than that one fan. We all know who I'm talking about.
Oh, jeez. Why'd you bring that up?
Yeah, sorry.
I hate you.
Oh, I didn't reach over the wall.
That's stupid. Oh, what was he, Amish here, or what? Something?
What?
What was he, like Amish or something?
I think.
Oh, Jesus. Inbred.
But yeah, Royals are cool. Other than that one fan, and maybe Patrick Mahomes since he's a part owner of them. But
damn, no, I got to cheer against him.
No, I actually don't. I don't dislike Mahomes. It is what it is.
I do. I find him incredibly annoying.
It's more his family that pisses me off.
Yeah.
But anywho, next week we'll do the AL, the NL Central. Sorry, I keep mixing up the two.
Common melee L.
Hey, whoa, 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 whoa! Where are we going now?
Where's your Sweden pick?
My Sweden pick?
Or no, you didn't. No, your simulation was Sweden winning. Never mind.
Yes, Elias Pettersson scored the game-winning goal. Remember? I will hold on to
that. EA Sports.
I will hold on to that memory, as for all time. But, the NBA is back after the abomination of an All-Star break. Sorry, I'm trying to pull up the standings. But ever since the trade deadline, holy shit, the Warriors and the Lakers are kind of on fire.
Who'd have thunk it? Luka Doncic is a good player.
Well, he hasn't even been that good in LA.
Yeah, well, I mean, his presence elevates people.
Yes.
And Butler fit in well with the Warriors. I was a little concerned about the fit, but it works. So, you know.
When was that trade? Like the 30th or something? Or the beginning of February? Something like that?
Something along those lines.
They had won 5 straight to start February, lost 2, and then have won their last 2. Now they play the Mavericks at home tonight. Luka revenge game. I would hammer over on all of his props for betting if I was a betting man.
Imagine Max Christie just totally shuts him down.
But they are... I still don't really trust them to go win a championship because I don't think LeBron can be like number one. Obviously, Luka would be the number one.
It's not 2018 anymore.
But I don't trust LeBron and Luka to play good enough defense come playoffs when they don't have a center to back them up. Like Jackson Hayes really isn't that all that.
No.
They picked up, I think, Alex Len. But
I think their ceiling is conference final. I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think
they can sneak by.
Let's see what they do in the offseason. See if they get him a proper third star.
Nas
Reed. Then we'll go from there. I can offer you a slightly used Jakob Poeltl.
They're gonna sign Nas Reed.
Maybe.
That's my prick. But I think they can go on a conference final run at least. But the Warriors have maybe been even more hot because ever since they traded for Jimmy Butler, I believe that would have been the 6th or whatever. So the 8th is the first day he played, I remember. two straight wins, lost to the Mavs by four. Then they beat the Rockets, blew out the Kings, blew out the Mavs. So they are 5-1 since Jimmy got there. Are they going to go on a run again here?
They might.
It might. Like,
I don't think so at the end. I think Jimmy's just too old to be doing this kind of shit anymore, and you know, can't trust Draymond to not do something stupid.
I kind like if they play an inexperienced team, I kind of like them to beat them, and if they can keep
they'll win a round or two, but they're not championship contenders.
Like, okay, so right now they're the ninth seed; they'd be in the play-in. Assume they beat the Kings,
probably.
Then they get the loser of the Timberwolves, Mavs.
They could beat the Wolves.
You know, okay.
Well, actually, no. No, they'd beat the Mavs.
To be honest, I think they're going to climb out of the... I think they're probably going to finish at the 6th seed, or the 7th seed, is my guess.
Okay. Yeah, because Anthony Davis, who knows when he's coming back.
Yeah. And then I think the Clippers are going to fall a little bit. But yeah, that's what I'll say. And then... they're in the 6-7 seed, so let's say they win the play-in. They're playing Denver or Memphis.
Can't beat Denver.
Denver gives me troubles, but I think they could get by Memphis.
Yeah, probably. I mean, we'll see. We haven't really seen Ja take over a series.
No, because he held a gun in the last time they got in the playoffs.
I know. God. That seems like a million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So much has happened.
They've been just quietly good this year. The Grizzlies, I'll say.
Yeah.
They receive
no attention.
Jaren Jackson Jr. might win DPOY now that my glorious King Victor is done for the year. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen there with him. Is he going to get Chris Boshed?
Or they don't catch it early enough? They don't think it's going to be long-term. They think it's just like this is isolated.
Okay. That's good.
But, and it's just like, it's weird. It's like... He went from having an illness and being doubtful to the next day he's got a blood clot in his shoulder.
Well, they lied, obviously.
Well, he was sick, and then because you get sick from blood clots.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I just think they're not fully truthful. Because I thought anyway.
Could you imagine we get a Steph versus LeBron playoff series again?
When was the last time? 2022?
2023 it would have been, I believe, when the Lakers, they played in the second round, I believe, and the Lakers won and then went to the conference finals.
Right. Right.
And then lost to the Nuggets there.
I feel like the Warriors also beat them in 2022 when they won the championship at one point. Was that the year the Suns beat the Lakers?
I believe the Suns beat the Lakers that year.
Okay.
Though I think the last time you're thinking of is the play-in tournament.
Yeah, that's right.
The Steph versus LeBron game, but that was like that was like 2021, I want to say.
Something like that. God, the play-in's been around a while.
Yeah, probably 2021, because 2020 was the Warriors shit year, so 2021 it would have been, yeah.
Okay.
But no, I actually... I kind of think one of those two teams is going to get to the conference finals.
Yeah.
I'm going to bank on OKC, and I think Denver is like prone to lose if they get like a Minnesota matchup or somebody with like a strong big to like lock down Jokic. Who knows what Jamal Murray's knee is going to be like at that point too.
He also just might go crazy Jamal Murray playoffs, which he does. It seems like once a year.
That's also an option, but I don't know. I think I might be picking Golden State or the Lakers to go to the conference finals in one of our brackets.
Definitely a possibility.
Quickly, we are going to wrap it up in the NFL because we need something to talk about in the NFL. God, I hate the offseason.
NFL offseason's weird.
I want three teams from you under the most pressure this offseason. I know two of mine for sure.
Okay.
I'm thinking about this.
Okay. I have one in mind, but my other two.
Do you want me to go with my first one then?
Sure.
I'll leave this. So the number one team with the most pressure, in my opinion, is the New York Giants. Yes.
Why?
because they are going absolutely nowhere. Their GM and their coach are on the brink of being fired. They like need to find some sort of direction. Like they need a quarterback. They just so many holes. It wouldn't surprise me. Like the more smart option is probably to not draft a quarterback. I know that doesn't sound right, but like they have so many holes around their team that they probably should just go address those holes and then get a quarterback. And this isn't really a quarterback great draft. Like it's Shitter and it's Cam Ward, and they're kind of even being like, I don't know if I would take these guys in the top five kind of thing.
No.
They will because they're quarterbacks, but
yeah, I could see that.
Like I don't like they need to do something. They've been so bad for so long outside of that Luke Daniel Jones playoff win with Saquon in the helm. The fans are rioting because Saquon won a title the year after he left. They have a enormous amount of pressure, in my opinion, coming into the offseason.
Okay, that's good. Do you want to alternate or do you want to do your three, then my three?
Yeah, you can go.
I'm ready. Okay.
Next one.
I'm going to say the Cincinnati Bengals are under a lot of pressure.
That was my next one.
Okay, they got to sign Chase.
Well, they got to sign Chase, they got to sign Hendrickson, and they got to sign Higgins.
I think Hendrickson and Higgins are gone, personally. I read an article today that they're prepared to make Ja'Marr Chase the highest paid receiver in history.
It was the highest paid non-quarterback in history.
Yeah. So, he can't decline that, right? I mean, it weighed on them all last year, his stupid holdout and stuff. They have to get him done. Joe Burrow's getting a little older, you know. They've paid him once already. They're going to have to pay him again in the near future. And that just makes it harder once he's put all that money into a quarterback. So That's one for me.
They definitely have a shit ton of pressure, especially given their defense was tragically bad last year. And they need to find their owner's going to have to buck up eventually. Or else.
You would think so.
Or else bye-bye Burrow, because he already is putting pressure on them. And if they don't meet his demands, then fuck, what's he going to want to do in Cincinnati?
It's the NFL. Every team is extremely profitable. Yep. There's no reason for cheap ownership. There's kind of a salary cap, bit of a luxury. Well, NFL salary cap's weird. Yeah. So I'm not going to get into it. But really, there's no reason not to pay your players if you're Cincinnati, especially because you've done nothing in your franchise history.
Yeah. Okay, you took my next one. So you took the Bengals from me. Do you have another one that you can think of? Or?
Yeah, I'm thinking Buffalo.
I was thinking of them too, but I don't really know how much pressure they should be under.
Well, they just signed Shakir today.
I saw that, yeah.
So that's good. You can only lose to the Chiefs so many times before you got to look at other options. And I know they got screwed a little bit this year, but they need, I think, another receiver. I think they need a couple of players on defense. And we'll see. Because I think if they lose to the Chiefs again, that's it for McDermott. I think.
Ooh. Hmm.
I mean, they haven't accomplished anything.
Yeah.
He's been around a while. It's been like 7 years. So.
Good point.
So that's my second team.
My third one. I'm trying to scan around the league a little bit.
Baltimore?
No, I don't want to do like an obvious one. That's my thing.
Either Los Angeles team?
I was thinking the Rams a bit, but I don't think they should be under a crazy amount of pressure. The only pressure they're under is the Stafford thing going on right now. I don't know if you've
heard that. I got a good one.
Okay, go ahead.
Washington, because they need to capitalize while Daniels is on his rookie deal.
I was thinking that too, but they're still young. I don't know. They do need a good offseason, I will say.
Your boy Caleb Williams?
That's another good one.
Packers?
Hmm.
Cowboys? They're always under
pressure.
They're
not going to do shit, though. We both know that.
What a silly ass. Oh, my. Sorry, I was just watching the Utah game. They almost scored in their own net. God, what a shitty hiring by the Cowboys. I mean, good Lord. Anyways.
Give me the Chiefs.
Oh, boo. Boo. Kelsey's coming back. What else can they really do?
Yeah, but he's only got 1 year, and they don't really have a future. Who knows what Rashee Rice is going to be like when he comes back from this knee injury?
Or
Pacheco
prison.
Pacheco wasn't that good when he came back from his broken leg. They kind of need to start thinking post-Kelsey, like, okay, who's going to be our pass catchers and stuff? And
Can't be that hard. There'll be free
they
agents
need
available.
offensive tackles badly.
Oh
Holy
yeah.
shit.
Tooney can't play there. Can't do it.
They're losing guys on defense. They need to draft really well this offseason, because they just are up against the cap and they don't have enough money to re-sign everyone. So I will say the Chiefs are under pressure because gotta sh if you want the dynasty, you gotta win. I don't know, like, but that will,
They're already a dynasty.
yeah, they are, but do they want to be a great dynasty is the question.
Yeah, because they're not at Patriots level.
Well, would it be 4 championships in 6 years, I believe?
Right
Or
now?
no.
Yeah. Or no, how many do they have? They have three.
They
They're
might
at like
have
3-6. I want 3-5 or 3-6.
3-6 because they lost to the Bucks and then the Bengals lost to the
That's
Rams.
funny how, because I hear like with the Blackhawks, use hockey as an example, people are split over whether they're a dynasty in the early 2010s. That was 3-6.
They are.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's NHL. It's a little different too. Like, Pete, you don't see teams dominate. And then they had, I think, 2 West Final appearances in that time as well.
Yeah, definitely
Or one.
2014.
At least one.
Yeah, that's right. Not
And then
2011.
not 2011, not 2012.
2014, definitely. Because I
Yes.
remember how great that series was against Los Angeles.
Anywho, I think, do you got a. You said Washington. You said your three teams. Yeah,
Yeah.
is what it
But
is.
that was a fun week of sports. I was happy. You know what? It warmed my cold heart to see Drew Doughty in a Canada jersey again. I know he wasn't like special or anything. He was pretty good. I like how he gets killed by the Kachucks and he's up just like that.
Oh yeah, he knew it. He just accepted
Yeah,
his
he was
fate.
ready. And, he got up right away. He was so good in Sochi, and it was so good to see him again in a Canada jersey. And he did good on a third pair. I think he'll be on the roster for next.
I love all the people who are just like, I can't believe I'm Brad Marchand fan now.
I've liked Marchand for years. Hockey
I'm
needs some
I like him when
Marchands.
he's in a Canada jersey. I can't like him when he's in a Bruins jersey. It's just how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people now who now know players who may not play on their favorite team, and they now know how good they are. Brayden Point, Mitch Marner,
Sam Bennett.
yep, lots. I mean, hopefully Cirelli isn't on the team next
People
year,
probably
but
think Jack Hughes and Adam Fox are two of the worst players in the league.
God, Adam Fox was rancid.
Yeah. I saw. Yeah, that's not for a different time. But next week, I think we just start doing some trade deadline stuff because that will be like a week after, I
Yeah,
believe.
it's the 7th, the deadline.
So yeah, about a week after. So
Next
we can
week's the
do some sort
4th.
of preview for that. Continue on with the division predictions next week. NBA, I will figure some. We'll figure something out. Whatever pops up, and NFL Combine, I believe, is happening next week. Maybe it's this. No, it's probably next week. But it's
Something.
probably not going to be anything to talk about, most part. So, got this far. Appreciate listening. We will catch you in the next episode. Peace out.
Thank you.